Good morning, please sit down.
Good morning.
I'm going to give you a PowerPoint one this morning. So, let's hope it all works. We're going to have a look at our gospel reading. And this sermon is not going to be about you, or me, or how it perhaps affects us. It's actually going to be about what actually happened. Right? What happened when John baptized Jesus. So that's what we're going to do this morning. And we're going to start off where it is based, in the Jordan wilderness. Okay? Now, it's not in Jordan, it's by the River Jordan. And it's the wilderness that surrounds the River Jordan. Okay? That's where it happened. Now, I have done for you a topographical map.
Yeah. You didn't get it out of the book, did you?
No. And you can see there where that little circle is. You see that little circle? That's Jerusalem, it says there in red writing, and Bethlehem. That's, as you can see, quite high up compared to down there where the arrow's pointing, which is quite low down. Because that is the Jordan Valley, and that's where the River Jordan is. And that place there, that number 18, that's Jericho. So you've got the Dead Sea, you've got the Sea of Galilee, you've got the Jordan River running down here, you've got Jerusalem, you've got that little arrow pointing there, which is about the sort of area that John the Baptist was baptizing. Okay? So, and the distance between Jerusalem and that little area down there, which is a very, very significant area in biblical history, okay, that area is 20 miles down from Jerusalem. You have to go downhill 20 miles to get there, to where John was being was baptizing people. Okay, so you had to be keen if you wanted to go. And you were going into a desert, and you're going to walk 20 miles across basically a place that had no water until you got to the Jordan. Okay, so who was going down there? So, going down there, as we know, were the Sadducees and the Pharisees. Okay, so the Sadducees are the priests who run the temple, and we're told that they went down there. And the Pharisees went down there. They're the sort of preachers of the law, upholders of the law, proclaimers of the law, keeping you in order. They only came to observe. And John said to them, "Who told you to escape the wrath that was to come? You brood of vipers." Yeah. He didn't hold back, did he? Very tactful, yeah. So, I thought I'd just put that up there for you, because these weren't the only people coming down, but they were the people who came to watch. Okay? Not the people who came to take part. And of course, they went 20 miles to get down there to see what was going on. They would have had to have gone 20 miles back up, get back to the temple and their duties. And it was harder going up than it was coming down. So why was John doing this in the desert? Why couldn't John have gone to the Pool of Siloam in Jerusalem, or the Pool of Bethsaida on the other side of Jerusalem, and baptised people there? Because John had no authority in Jerusalem. The guys who had authority were the brood of vipers. Yeah? And if John had tried to do this in Jerusalem, he would have got what Jesus got. On whose authority are you doing this? But John, in the desert, he was in charge. He had the authority. They had to come to see him. He was the man who was doing this. So why had he chosen the River Jordan? Well, just down where I showed you, that River Jordan, where John was down below Jerusalem baptizing, just below Jericho there, What happened there? The people of Israel crossed the Jordan around that area to enter the promised land, to take it all those hundreds of years ago before this was happening. This was a really significant place on the Jordan Valley. Okay. So if you were John and you were proclaiming the coming of the new kingdom of Israel, what a place to do it. Where the old kingdom started. Where it was blasted out from. And he was going to proclaim it from there, and he was going to go across Israel and across the world. So what does that make John? It makes John very special, doesn't it? Because was it normal to go out and be baptized in the desert? No, it wasn't. Did anybody else do it? No. There were those guys who lived in Qumran around this time who had big water pools and they cleansed themselves in them before they went for their communal meals. But they didn't baptize for the forgiveness of, for the cleansing of sin. This is completely unique to John. Completely unique to John. Okay? People got sprinkled with hyssop and stuff like that as part of a sort of sacrifice routine. You wanted to have your sins forgiven, you went to the temple, and you did a sacrifice. You didn't get baptized in the desert. This is completely new. So that makes John really radical. Completely radical. A radical prophet. Somebody who has never been seen in Israel before. And a long time since a prophet like this has been seen in Israel. And John was proclaiming a new way. So these guys from the temple, these brood of vipers, they were coming down to see what was going on. Why was John saying you could have your sins forgiven by being bathed in water? They wanted to know what was going on. And John said, I am really strange. I'm a voice crying out in the wilderness, proclaiming the way of the Lord, proclaiming the coming of the kingdom. John knew that he was completely different and radical. And they wanted to see what's going on. And so radical was it that people were streamed out to Jerusalem to go and get baptized by John. So the people came from Jerusalem to get baptized by John. But our reading tells us that Jesus came from Galilee. And if you go to Mark's version of it, it says he came from Nazareth in Galilee to get baptized by John. And of course, Nazareth is where Jesus grew up with his family and where he was obviously still living until this point in time. So what sort of baptism was it that the people were getting from John? Was it like the sort of baptism that we're going to do in this church? Well, it was similar, but subtly different. Okay? Because it was a baptism, as John says, I baptize you with water for repentance. But him who is coming, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. When John baptized, he baptized with water. He didn't expect the coming of the Holy Spirit. He expected repentance and preparation for the coming kingdom. Getting ready for the kingdom. That's what it was all about. Get ready. The kingdom is coming. Repent. So completely different to the sort of baptism that Christians get, where the Holy Spirit and rebirth are all involved. Okay. Interesting, isn't it? So why didn't John want to baptize Jesus? Because John knew who Jesus was, didn't he? We know from all sorts of bits of the New Testament that John knew that Jesus was the Lamb of God. John knew he was the one who was to come. John knew he was the Messiah. John knew who Jesus was. The one who would baptize with fire and the Holy Spirit. John knew that this guy, he was unfit to untie his sandals. So that's why John didn't want to baptize him. But Jesus says in our reading, it is proper for us to fulfill all righteousness. Okay? Notice the us. Doesn't say proper for me or you. It's proper for us to fulfill all righteousness. In other words, God, my Father, has said, you are to baptize me. And we're going to do what's right because that's what the Father has said. We're going to fulfill all righteousness. We're going to do what God said. We're going to follow God's road. Because righteousness means simply following the right road that God has laid down. And that's when John consented. Because John was going to basically do what God wanted done, and that was ordain Jesus for ministry. And the baptism of Jesus was momentous. Okay? There's no other way of describing it. It was a one-off historical, incredible event. Because if you think about it, it was a Trinity event. God the Father was there. This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. The Holy Spirit was there, in the form of a dove, coming down on Jesus. Jesus, God the Son, was there. Happened to creation, didn't it? They were all there together. Happened here. This was a huge event. A massive event. We sometimes just think, oh, Jesus got baptized, then he went off somewhere. No, this was mega. This was the start of the kingdom of heaven being launched. This was the start of the journey from the Jordan Valley all the way across Israel and to the world. This was the beginning. This was massive. I'm going to wind up now. Jesus, Luke tells us, was about 30 years old when he was baptized by John. About 30 years old. And then he was led into the wilderness by the Spirit. And of course, remember, Jesus was already in the wilderness. He was down by the Jordan in the desert. He was just led further in, okay, into the wilderness. And at this point, of course, John's ministry started to decline. That powerful ministry of repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand started to decline because Herod locked him up, basically, for what he said about him. And Jesus, his ministry, after he came out from being tempted for 40 days in the wilderness, his ministry went stratospheric. And of course, Jesus didn't go into the wilderness on his own. He went with God the Holy Spirit. Notice that? He was led by the Spirit. And when Jesus came out, one of the first things he did was he went back to Nazareth and he said what we found in Isaiah, our reading in Isaiah, the Spirit of the Lord is on me. Of course it is. It just come down then in a mighty whoosh at his baptism. The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me. I am the anointed one. To proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom to the prisoners, recovery of sight to the blind, set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour, the year of God's favour. This is when it all starts, people. It starts in the desert, now at my baptism. Bam! Isn't that amazing? I think it's amazing. You need to have a real good look at these events, you know, in the ministry of Jesus. Amen.